John, what would you say about that game against Motherwell?
Disappointed, didn't see where it came from, because I said we've been doing really well recently, for most of the fact all the season so far, pre-season and the league and the cup, doing really well, and it just kind of came from nowhere. I thought they were better first half without being brilliant, but I still thought they were slightly better, so we gave them a week and a half time talk and tried to get them going again, just lost the first goal and just lost their shape, lost bad goals, stopped doing what we were good at. Didn't work hard enough, and of the things that you don't want to happen second half, and they were deserved winners.
Kind of capitulated after the penalty,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a strange decision, but Ben, I've spoken to him about it, he just doesn't need to do it, he just needs to stand up and give a penalty away, and then I think the second goal quick after it. Again, the four goals are all avoidable, we've been defending quite well this season, so just disappointed in losing the goals.
Keeper tried to keep it out.
Yeah, no, he did a good save. Fitz had a good save, and they said we looked at it there just in case we weren't following in quick enough, but it's just popped up to the boy and scored a good header. So, Hutch was good. Good saves tonight, and just the goals they gave away are just really, really poor, and it can't happen.
Looked like we lost a few men coming. They came forward and broke very fast.
Yeah, they did, but they're avoidable. I've seen the second goals at a free kick at the edge of the box, and they broke away and scored. The third goals, they've got the ball wide, and we've got three men round them. He's just drifted in easy, passed the ball and a goal. And the fourth goal is just people not doing their job, simple as that. So, four goals are avoidable. Motherwell will probably look in good goals from their half, but from ours, are disappointing.
Goals are always mistakes, though, and Motherwell, I think that's the almost top of that league.
Yeah.
They are the cup holders at youth level, so, I mean, presumably a good team.
Yeah, they are. They're decent, they're a good team, I said, but we should have a good team, especially with some overage players as well. We should be more than enough for them tonight, and we didn't do that. They were the better team, and we need to be better. I said to the younger ones who've done well this season so far, we need to step up. They're probably the benchmark at the moment, and that's when we need to step up to that.
Okay, thanks, John.